days away. Super Bowl 53 going on in Atlanta. Rams and Patriots coming up on Sunday. Will we see another chapter in the historic story of Bickley's most hated player ever, Tom Brady? That remains to be seen. But we now go to Atlanta, and joining us on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line, one of our favorites, comedian Craig Gass, who's been doing some media work at the Super Bowl this year in Atlanta. Craig, what's going on, man?
You guys are hitting me at the right time. There's a magical thing going on at the media center right now where Chick-fil-A has just arrived, and they're handing out free Chick-fil-A sandwiches.
That is magical.
It really is. All of us here at doing all the media stuff out here, we love free stuff. There was M&M showed up earlier today and gave up big boxes of new M&M bars to everybody, and everyone was just savages with the M&Ms. It was crazy. It was absolutely crazy. But it's a fun time coming out here. You guys have been out for the Super Bowl media day and all that craziness, right?
Oh, yeah.
And it's tough because I want to get something likable and funny and just silly. And it's weird when you think you have a great game plan, and then every year you have to try to come up with a new game plan for the same team because Tom Brady keeps showing up every year, you know? It's how do you get inventive? How many times are you going to tell him how handsome he is? You know?
Yeah, right. That's exactly right.
I'm sure he needs to hear that for his own self-affirmation, Craig.
It's the number one thing I want to talk about when I see him. I mean, I think that if you're not a Tom Brady fan, at this point, it has to be because you're not successful, you're not making a lot of money, and you're not proud of who you've got at home in bed with you. Like, that has to be the issue. Because, the first time I saw him, I wanted to ask him, Tom, when someone's going to tackle you, do you ever just yell out, knock the face, just knock the face? And then he came back a year later and I said, Tom, be honest with me. When you look in the mirror, does your reflection ever just wink at you? Like, that's what I think it would be like if I looked like you, that my reflection would just wink at me. And then it became a couple years of him grading me and my friends, where I said, and I know I've mentioned this with you guys before, that I said, Tom, my name's Craig Gass. I'm a stand-up comedian. This is my friend Jason, and this is my friend Aaron. We were discussing the four of us and ranking us from most handsome to least handsome. Obviously, you're number one because you're Tom Brady. But who would you rank as number two, and I point at myself, number three, and number four? And he actually said, wait, who am I ranking? And I said, me and this guy and this guy. And he said, okay, fan out. And he made us fan out in a line, and I subconsciously started sucking in my gut and pushing my chin out for Tom Brady so he would find me more attractive.
Right.
Yeah.
Did it work?
And this year, he was very diplomatic and said, you're all second place. So you're a three-way tie for second most handsome, which it was enough for me. I said, oh, my God, Tom Brady said we're handsome, kind of, you know, and it was silly. But this year, I just sent you the video. I asked Tom Brady, are you attempting to be the first quarterback in the history of the NFL to play in the Super Bowl against his own son? And his response was really funny. So I just sent you the video. Please post it and share it. I got some silly stuff with the Rams and the Patriots.
All right. What other kind of absurdities have you witnessed there? Because the Super Bowl is always good for that kind of stuff.
Yeah, like, I'll tell you, there's one that's going on tonight that's a little absurd, which is Aerosmith is playing next door. I'm a huge Aerosmith fan. But these companies like Pepsi put on these shows. So the show tonight is Aerosmith with Post Malone, the hip-hop artist.
Whoa, yeah.
Which is, so it's kind of strange. It's like Foo Fighters are playing tomorrow with a hip-hop artist. So like they're kind of putting together like these mashup shows that are like, well, you'll never see that normally on tour. So it's stuff like that. And then walking around the media center today, I saw Jenny McCarthy. I saw the quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I can't remember his name.
Jameis Winston or Fitzmagic?
Jameis Winston. I saw Jenny McCarthy and Joel Osteen all walking together down the, like that. That's just weird.
Yeah.
That's just weird. So, yeah, it's a lot of strange stuff around here. And it's, but It's exciting. It's just I've heard a lot of radio friends say that it's tough to try to think of something original to say about the Patriots because it's you know, they're here
all been
so
said.
Much.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I'm down with that. All right, I'm sure you have to be aware of what is going on with our friends in KISS, aren't you?
Which friend?
Gene Simmons. That friend?
Oh, my God. Did you see that?
Yes. That's part of why we had to call you today. What's going on between Ace Frehley and Gene Simmons?
Well, I can tell you this. The night that broke out, there was a lot of texting going on between people I knew with KISS and people kind of like in that universe. And there is a lot of suspicion that Ace did not write. For anybody who doesn't know, I don't know if you already set up the story. Gene Simmons was being interviewed for the beginning of this new tour that's starting, and he said some derogatory things about Ace, which is the same stuff he's been saying for years, which is, I know you want Ace back in the band, you want Peter back in the band, but the fact of the matter is they're drug addicts, they're alcoholics, and the reason they're not in the band is because of their own shortcomings. Ace has been sober for over 12 years. Ace responded in a Facebook post where he not only said, hey, I've been sober for 12 years. You're damaging my credibility. Number two, I'm the most successful solo artist that's ever come out of KISS. Number three, you are a sex addict who's being sued by dozens of women and you're pretending like that's not happening. And number four, you tried to have sex with my wife and I'm going to sue you. And I went, oh my God, like that was a...
Right.
Jaw-dropping. Yeah, nothing's been said publicly, but there is a suspicion that it was not written by Ace. It was written by his girlfriend that's with him now, and it hasn't been taken down. So I don't know what's going on with that, but I want to see KISS in a couple weeks in Los Angeles, so I'm keeping my mouth shut and not commenting. I just posted one tweet. I posted one tweet saying, well, there goes my comedy album of Gene Simmons and Ace Frehley impressions.
Okay, well, in your world, how would Gene Simmons respond to all of
this? He's not going to.
No, I'm going to respond. Guess what? There's more to this story, and it's explosive. Go to kissonline.com, and you can see all the videos. Actually, you know what? I would actually not be surprised if KISS was going to be sued by women that had experiences that were bad over the years, that Gene Simmons would actually represent the lawyers and do his own TV commercials in front of like a bank of like phone operators saying, hi, I'm Gene Simmons from KISS. Have you been to a KISS concert anytime between last Friday and 1976? Do you want to get money from KISS? Call right now. I'll help you sue KISS. Go to kissonline.com. And he'll get money on both ends of it. He'll sue his own band and then take the money and then make money off of that. Yeah, I could see him doing that.
That's
so
funny. But what would Paul Stanley have to say about all this? He's kind of detached from it. What would he say, Craig?
You know, this whole thing is just about rock stars being rock stars. And, you know, some bands get invited to the big dinner and some bands like to stick around for the roles. Nothing he says makes sense. So it's not supposed to make sense.
That's outstanding. Yeah. Thank you,
it's
Craig.
A crazy world out there.
No doubt, brother.
Thank you. Thank you.
Appreciate
I'm looking forward to coming back next time. You guys have a good one.